Welcome back to Benalla. We're live on Cup Day. It's Dan Malicki with Matt Stewart, and it's great to have Nikita Ross's presence from Country Racing Victoria. How are you, Nikita?
Good morning, Dan. Yeah, good morning, Matt. Nice to be here with you both, and fingers crossed the rain can... I've got a good feeling. I think we're okay today, and it's, yeah, as you said a little bit earlier, mild conditions too.
Yeah,
my mum used to say I can feel it in my bones when it's going to rain. Any bone action?
that's pressure. I don't know if I can handle that pressure. So look, I'm no Jay Bun, but I'm just hoping more than anything. I did bring the umbrella, so it won't rain now.
Well, there you go. That's going to make sure it won't rain. Healesville Race 3, the number's official and paying out for 1, 5, 3, and 2. It's great having a chat with Peter Bergen and with Shirley Hunter. And of course, they've got Lord Domino in the last today. But we're going to have a chat with another local trainer that we're going to learn a lot more about. And I'm fascinated in a few aspects of Russell Osborne and his training and some of the horses. He's a local and he joins us. Russell, thanks for joining us this morning. How are you?
Hi, how are you guys? Yeah, very good.
Now, I told Dan that I helped you offload a massive truckload of Lucerne at Gerald Egan's stables about a year ago, and he said there's no way in the world you'd do that sort of labour. Can you confirm that that actually occurred?
I wouldn't actually call a little trailer a massive load, but that, you know, actually get it off.
Just when you think someone's an ally, they turn on you. And there may have been a report of me feigning a back twinge halfway through and bowling out. So anyway, let's not go there. Hey, Dan and I were wondering, Nikita was wondering as well, remind us the origin of the funny named horses again, the squeaky squirrels. Hang on, Dan, rattle them off again.
I love it, Russ, and I'm sure you're going to have a good story behind this. Of course, today you've got Waning Weasel, One More Kimmy, Noble Night Owl, and Dancing Duck, which is rather appropriate, I reckon. But the common denominator here is the animals. Lovely Llama, Lord Lobster, Pretty Penguin, Beautiful Bee, Pretty Panda, Miss Mouse, Vanilla Bat, Zooming Zebra, and these are my favourites, Squeaky Squirrel and Jumping Jellyfish.
Yeah, so what ended up happening when the girls were only small, we breed all our own. They're all homebreds, and you bring them into the stables, and you just give them a pet name, and they start off just with an animal name, like they might have just had like a possum. And so when we went to name it, we sort of thought you couldn't have just possum, so we called it Pretty Possum. And then the next one was like Squeaky Squirrel, and because the first couple we named, they got that much momentum about it because they were pretty handy horses, we had to stick with the theme. So now we have a Sunday evening when we're having tea, we start bandying around what we need to name the next lot coming through. So some end up being good and some end up being terrible.
You know what worries me, Russ, is you get one by Redont out of a Boulder City mare in years to come and it wins 15 in a row and then becomes the next Winx, and then we've got to have the embarrassment of, you know, like Dancing Duck going around as the Australian representative in the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe. So we don't want them to be too good with names like this, though, do we?
Well, I think I could actually put up with that if that was the case.
I reckon you could do Angry Armadillo or Wandering Wombat or something like that. It'll stick, I reckon.
Yeah. So we've got a few nice ones coming through, but funny when you're doing it, when you're naming them, they sound all right until actually the naming comes through, and then you wish you probably had to change that horse to a different name, you know. So it doesn't always work out, but sometimes it does.
Hey, tell us about the breeding part of the racing and breeding operation, because it's a big deal, this Riverbank Farm, and I was going to go and have a look last year, but it didn't quite happen. But apparently it's an amazing property, Riverbank Farm, and you've got Anachiever, Boulder City, Prince of Caviar, Redont, who's been just an absolute stalwart, Skilled, Von Costa to Hero, and Wayard Zane, unless one or two have dropped off. How does it work commercially? Because they're all sort of bargain basement sort of size. How does the commerciality of the whole thing play out, Russ?
So, when Carolyn, my wife, she's a equine vet, and so that's her forte, the breeding. So when we decided to get going, Redonte was sort of the main one we started with, the Bob Scarborough bred, and it wasn't going to make it in the sales because of injury. He asked us, did we want to stay in just for our own personal use, So we went down that path, and he just gained momentum. And on the back of what he did 1 year, I think we'd done 100 mares to him 1 year, Emirates got hold of that, and next minute all the other stallions started appearing. And so likes of Boulder City, which is a half to Winks, and Prince of Caviar, that's the son of Black Caviar, they're probably their two greatest race mares, and to be able to have them on our back doorstep at that cheap rate for the breeding to race is beyond belief, really.
Russell, you mentioned your partner, Carolyn, and I know she does vet work for other stables as well and farms. So she's obviously very busy, and I would imagine an integral part of what you do and being able to do that breeding side of things, and as well as the racehorses, allowing you to concentrate on that.
Yeah, so we've got everything covered this morning. We've got them all in ready to be vetted. She just rang to see how far she was away. She's had a bad foaling, so she's running about an hour late. So that'll put her right back, because we've got minimal staff today because of the holiday and everything like that. That everyone wanted to go to the Cup, so that'll put her in a pretty ordinary mood till about probably race four, until one of the horses does something.
Hey, Russ, what's the history of Riverbank? Obviously, we've got Ngambi, we've got Cambridge in New Zealand, Kentucky with the bluegrass, and this is an area of its own, of course. It's very well irrigated. There's lots of rivers and water and lush pasture. What's the story of why this was the chosen site for Riverbank Farm?
Oh, Mum and Dad bought the property probably about 30 years ago, and so I think it was already sort of half set up into a horse property, like where old dairy farmers come off the dairy, but always had race horses, you know, just own a trainer back then, what they call them. And Dad had had enough of the cows and decided to have a go at just horse adjustment. And he sort of got a three-quarter set up, and then when Carol and I got together, we took over and expanded into the breeding side, and it's just sort of snowball from there. And I think it's because we offer genuine sort of well-bred horses that haven't probably performed on the track, or vice versa, the ones that performed on the track probably haven't performed at the sales, it becomes quite achievable for the little blokes to actually breed their own little racehorse out of the mare that probably was just a battler on the track.
Russ, just having a look at the runners today, we're about 3 minutes away from the next at Healesville, but we better pick your brains if you don't mind. Waning Weasel and One More Kimmy are both long shots. Should we be disregarding what prices they are at the moment?
Oh, no, Waning Weasel probably, it's a half to Dancing Duck, actually. So we probably need to get her out over ground, and I don't know whether she handles the wet. We'll just sit on the fence with her. I don't think you should need to get carried away with her. She's more, we probably need to get out in distance sort of thing. And we sort of had these races picked out, but because of all the washouts that we've had, we haven't really had much of a lead up to see where we are with likes of the Weasel. But One More Kimmy, she's been extremely unlucky, and her form could read quite impressively. Like, she's ran 2/4. Probably unlucky not to have ran third. And all of a sudden, I think she's had 6 starts for money. So any horse that's got that sort of form, you sort of got to take a bit of notice. But she, once again, she's drawn the outside gate, and it makes it very, very hard to sort of try and tip people into her. But she has got ability, and it wouldn't surprise me if she was somewhere there.
And Noble Night Owl would be your best chance today, judging on the market. So have you got any confidence with Noble Night Owl?
Reasonably confident. He's hit a little bit of form. Probably the last 10 runs, he's, I think, been 5 times in the money. And he's a front-running sort of thing. Depends on how the track plays. We're reasonably confident there.
Okay, so that's around the $7 mark, so a good each-way chance, Noble Night Owl. Have you had a runner in the Cup, the Benalla Cup, before? Because you've got your duck in, and we know ducks love water, and on a heavy 9, should be suited.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't believe it. I actually always wanted a runner in the Cup. That's been one of our dreams, to have a runner in the Cup. And so I think 2 years ago, I went and bought a horse called Royal Music, and I actually won the start before leading into the Cup. And at the last minute, because of, I think it might have been COVID and that, they changed the distance from 2,000 to 1,400. And so that put that horse out. But we actually did have Red Impulse, we put in that to run over 1,400, and she ran fifth. But not actually the real Cup distance and anything like that. This is our first time, and we're quite happy with her form. I just don't know whether she's up to that top, you know, the top half a dozen horses that are in the race, even though there's not many in there, but it's a pretty quality sort of field.
Okay, so Noble Night Owl might be the best of yours, but one more Kimmy and a bit of odds we shouldn't disregard, Russ.
No, I'd have a little bit of a, just a bit of a saver there to kick you off, and if things do work out, that'll set you up for the day. But like I say, she's had no luck, but she's, I think if she drew a gate, I'd be very confident.
Hey, Russ, were you at the big oval at Wang last week to see the All Blacks knock over Bonnie Doon in the grand final?
No, I wasn't.
Sounds like it was a pretty big occasion for the locals.
Oh, it was. That's a very, very big. Any small town when they win the footy becomes quite a big deal. I think a lot of country towns rely on that, as you see. Like, I'm about to head up there now, but I presume there'd be a lot of people there. Everyone gets behind whenever you have an event. The race club has sort of been really hard at it. I think even yesterday they had all the committee members had to turn up with their own hand push mower so they could get on and try and get some lawns mowed, and that because it was just that wet that they couldn't use their big machinery, you know. So
right.
It is a real team effort when you does come to small towns and that.
Good luck with the duck and all the others, and we might see you a bit later on. Thanks, Russ. We're going to head out to Healesville for the next. Thanks for your time. We'll see you out at the track.
Look forward to it. See ya.